Can we clap our hands for our God? Amen. People don't understand what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. And that's why they don't take the issue of water baptism seriously. There are some churches that don't even talk about it. There are some churches that it's not even a priority, it's not even a program in that church. It is because of the lack of proper understanding of what water baptism is all about. And we talk about this almost every week, almost every program we have, because we know somebody is coming here for the first time. Somebody is hearing us for the first time, either on the broadcast or sitting down here now. But I'm telling you that for your information, if you have not yet had your water baptism, amen, you are still separated from God. You have not yet indicated you have benefited from what happened on the cross on Calvary. If you may allow me use this word, God does not know you. God does not see you. What do you mean? You mean all this prayer, where they pray? Where God they answer, uncle? Amen. Salvation is deeper than that. Salvation is deeper than that. If not, well, everybody says, then they pray, God they answer. I have had in my prison ministry, I have had prisoners that confess to me that when they were armed robbers, that before they go in any operation, they will pray that God will give them success in this robbery operation. And they will go, say, and they will succeed. Then when they come back, they will thank God for success. So if you ask him, did God answer your prayer? He will tell you, yes. That is the mystery. You see? Now, church, listen. I say this. I say it is a mystery. When a sinner prays and God answers, or God manifests, if God reveals himself to a sinner, a prostitute may be sitting down here now, a murderer may be sitting down here now, a witch may even be sitting down here now, a fornicator may be sitting down here now, adulterer, adulteress. Man, when married, when keep another girlfriend, there somewhere. And they come to church, whole Bible. Woman, when get husband, they chase woman, man outside. If they go to church, you'll be deaconess. You'll be church worker. Some are even pastors, ministers. They're holding Bible. And when they pray, God answers, and that sickness disappears, and that breakthrough comes. Let me tell you, amen. Listen, John chapter 6, can we read it? The mystery of salvation is deep, it's very, very deep. In John chapter 6, there's a statement that Jesus Christ made there. Hallelujah. They were looking for him. The previous day, he fed them with miracle bread and fish. They eat so tasty. Amen. Several baskets were left as extra food. Amen. Verse 22. Okay, from verse 22, you will notice that in John chapter 6, they started looking for him the next day crusade. They came looking for him again. And verse 25, and when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? This is where I am going. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, But because you did eat of the loaves and we are filled. And he added, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth into everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. You are struggling looking for Jesus. You are struggling looking for him. Why? Because yesterday you received a miracle. That's why today you are struggling, looking for him, searching for him up and down. And when he saw them, he made that statement. You've been looking for me, Abi. You don't know where I am. The reason you are looking for me, he said, it's not because of that miracle. If you are hearing me for the first time, listen carefully. He said, it is because of the bread you have eaten. Listen. He said, you are looking for me. You seek me not because of the miracle. It is not because of the miracle you are looking for me. Anybody from Deeper Life here? Wave your hand. You have ever attended Deeper Life before? Wave your hand. God bless you. You know, Deeper Life means they go deep into Bible study. So I'm going deeper now. So listen very well. We are going deeper, deeper now. Listen to that language. You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because of the bread. Can we screen it again? John chapter 6. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, he was sure, he was certain, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and we are filled. Normally we would have said, you are seeking for Jesus because of the miracles. But here he is saying, it is not because of the miracle you are looking for me, it is because of the bread you ate and you were filled. Praise God. So, in essence, what he's saying, the next statement, can we read verse 27? He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, because bread will finish. Anything you are looking for will finish. But labor for what? For that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, because that is his ministry. Jesus did not come to turn bread, multiply bread. Amen. Hallelujah. What he came for, bread will perish, but there is something else he has, which that miracle is supposed to awaken you to. What he's actually saying is this: the miracle you receive is supposed to quicken you, to arouse questions in you. The miracle, that is the reason why he was performing those miracles. Those miracles, nobody has ever done that before. So when you see that he fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread, you are supposed to now ask, who is this man? The miracle is supposed to call your attention to find out, who is this man? On the sea, it happened one time on the sea. When the sea, he was lying down in the lower cabin, according to the Bible. And then there was a storm on the sea. And the disciples were busy packing water out. Every day, the boat was going to capsize. And the man was sleeping there. And they went and woke him up. Master, master, care not that we perish. Oh, he rebuked them for their faithlessness and looked at the wind and said, peace be still. And the disciples, they say, Eve, who is this man? What manner of man is this that even storm obey him? They did not look at, hey, see storm. They were saying, what manner of man is this? Who is this man? You know why I went all this length? For anybody here that lives a careless life, You are a drunkard. You are a fornicator. You are a liar. You are a 419. You are a drug pusher. Every evil thing going on in the world there, you are partaker of it. Yet you still go to church. And when you pray, he answers. The reason he's answering your prayer is to call your attention to find out, who is this man? Who is this man? He added in verse 27, he said, labor not for the meat that will perish. There is something better he has than that miracle he has given you. The thing that he has is eternal life. He gave you that miracle so that he can call your attention. Then you will see something with the same zeal. You pursue that bread that you ate yesterday so that you eat again. Pursue this eternal life. The same zeal. That is what he has to offer. And it will endure to eternal life. That is the bread he has. That's what we try to teach you. And you have no more excuse for, through those prayers that he answered, through those testimonies you receive, being a sinner, he has confirmed to you there is a God that is somewhere that exists. So you have confirmed he exists. So now you have no excuse on the judgment day because you have seen his reality. See? We always say these things because this type of messages are no more preached. So sinners are made to feel that all is well when nothing is well. You go to church, the Bible says, without holiness, no man will see God. But you know the life you are living. You are living unholy, unclean life. And your pastor is saying, it doesn't matter, it's grace, God is love. The love he has, he expressed it on the cross on Calvary. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us. The death that we will have died, he died that death for us. Hallelujah. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. His blood remitted our sins and brought us before the living God. And what is the process? That is what is demonstrated in water baptism. The sin that separated man from the Garden of Eden from God was settled on the cross on Calvary. You go to church for religion. No, know it now. It's not religion. It's more than religion. Sit down, consider what that man went through on the cross on Calvary. And see that it was for you. He suffered that. When you begin to find out who he is, it happened to me. It was true healing I received without going to the hospital. That they prayed for me. I received healing without taking drugs, without going anywhere. For the first time this happened in my life in 1989. And I asked the pastor, I said, that prayer, that thing is gone. He said, yes, an open Bible. And showed me healing in the Bible. It was from there I began to find out, come, who is this Jesus? Because I come from a Muslim family. Who is this Jesus? That just in his name, sickness will go. They didn't touch me. They just stretched forth their hand, the whole fellowship, and they were praying. And one person rounded it up. An hour later, I was okay. Who is this Jesus? I was ready. I was looking for him. I was reading, studying. And you know he's there to confirm that he is real. Maybe that's why my own Christianity is different from so many other people. Had I found out who he is, what he did for me on the cross of Calvary, the way he made for me, I fell in love with him. I was ready to stand with him, stand for him. God, tell everybody, as you are wasting your time, no other God beside the God of Israel. No other God, you are wasting your time. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father. That statement is true. He is the only one that prophesied his death, has said in 3 days he will raise up again. And they killed him, they ensured they buried him. 3 days after, he was alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever
he's alive.
Say somebody.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive.
Oh, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
My soul doth magnify the Lord.
And my spirit praises his name.
For death could not
hold.
For death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
Oh,
even in the grave,
oh yeah,
Jesus is Lord.
Oh, he is Lord.
From the dead, he is the Lord.
Oh,
every knee must
bow,
every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
There is power in the name,
that name Jesus.
There is healing in the name,
that name Jesus.
There is deliverance in the name,
that name Jesus.
Call him
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Call him
Jesus.
The name of power,
Jesus.
The heart of the
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah. From that day, I built a relationship with him. From that day, I have all the boldness I have. Not because I am pastor. Hallelujah. I discover who that Jesus is. That he was not an ordinary man that was hanging. Investigate, study. You will see who Jesus is. Jesus was Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? God with us. Another mystery. Hallelujah. He was the creator of the heavens and the earth that stepped from eternity to time so that he can come and look for his own on earth. Grabbed us by that process of shedding the blood. Ah! Amen. When you call upon him, you can't call upon him when you have no relationship with him. Build a relationship with him. When I saw that, I said, there's great contentment in serving the Lord or something like that. There is a boldness, there is a contentment. There is a boldness you have. You're not afraid of witches. You're not afraid of any shrine. There's something about being in Christ that Christians have not found out. Because of the way you were brought up. This Jesus is real. Hallelujah. That songwriter says, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley.
He's the lily of the valley.
In him alone I see
all that I need.
All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole.
In sorrow is my comfort. In trouble is my day. He tells me every care on him to roll.
Hallelujah.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 in my soul.
When for about, it was there about 15 years, I was looking for a child after I married, the only son of my mother I was. I go everywhere looking for prayers, from here to here, medical one, oh, everyone. Oh. Then one day I locked my door. I said, this is Jesus. Now only some things you they do, some you know they do. Amen. I pray this area you answer. I pray this area you answer. This one, is it too hard for you? Amen. Am I going to stay without a child? In the Bible, there is nothing like that. Is this area too much for you? You know why? I am saying this to challenge somebody concerning your own now. You have gone to everywhere, didn't work. Now go to Jesus. Between you and him. While I was here speaking, amen, he gave me a revelation. I turned and I saw a baby boy sitting on the bed. I was sitting on the bed like this, back in the bed like that. And I saw one fat looking, hefty looking boy was sitting. Maybe like a year or 6 months, between 6 months, where you don't just sit down, no hair, like this, my own like this, you know, they stay like this. Then, when the revelation was over, I went and told my wife, I said, I don't pray for Pekin again, God has answered. He said, what happened? I said, a baby boy is coming. Baby boy is coming. But that baby did not come till 5 years after. But it didn't shake my faith. I was sure. No be somebody telling me. No be prophet prophesy. Now me pray and God answered. Some of you, that dream you saw after your prayers is answer from God. It is to build your faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. There is something you have hope for that gives your faith substance. What is that substance? It's the revelation I had. That was the substance that gave me hope. And I knew I was freely going everywhere. I was sure I will not die because that boy never come. I told you the testimony. I said I was traveling in an airplane that the plane nearly crashed. Between Lagos and Abuja. In the night, forgotten one of those funny airlines that time. And then, everybody, they were saying their last prayer. In fact, it's that day that I knew that everybody knows Jesus. Even Muslims, they know Jesus. That day everybody was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, inside the plane. I am not lying. I am telling you the truth. I'm standing before the altar. Not even one prayer did I pray. The thing that came to my mind is, plane won't crash. I never get the picky. Hi, this plane no go crash. This plane cannot crash. Cannot crash. I was calling my people. I said, take it easy. It will not crash. Take it easy. It will not crash. Take it easy, take it easy. One woman, one pulled me down. I said, Jesus, I said, take it easy, it will not crash. When I say it will not crash, the thing will go again. Woo! I said, don't worry. Inside of me, if all of you now die, I no go die. Because God's promise has not yet come to pass. He never lies. Small time we came out of that turbulence. When we landed, I told you we will not crash. Then when the two people around me would step and say, are you a man of God? I said, I'm a child of God. What's up? I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. And we too will be child of God. I say you will not understand. Amen. If you don't have such promise, you will never have faith. Hallelujah. I am telling you this, that when you build a relationship with Him, your life becomes meaningful. When you are confused, go to Him. He will direct you. When you are in sorrow, go to Him. He will comfort you. One way or the other. One way or the other. I say I have had one kind of miserable debt. I've given that testimony before. Some years back then. I said I borrowed money. Somebody that has so much respect for me, my neighbor, gave me 25,000 around. Somebody's money they gave him to keep. He said, just give me for something quickly I wanted to do. And the business no work. In the time to pay the money, they were traveling with it. I could not come home that day. What will I do? God, why will I face this embarrassment? Where will I get 25,000 naira to give this man? What is this? Which kind of life is this? That is my wilderness period. And every Christian has that. And that wilderness period is also designed for you to know that God makes a way where there is no way. That is the purpose. It is for you to build confidence in Him. That He is a God that can step in at the last moment. And then before you know what, I didn't come home in time so that the man will sleep before I come house. And then I went and slept. My wife said, Elijah has been coming, he has been knocking several times. I said, yes, yes. I don't know what to do. Mesha, I don't know how it's going to be. And the person was to travel, the owner of that money living with him was to travel to Sokoto that morning. So that is the money they are waiting for. Why will I tell this man? I didn't get the money. And before you know what, I go sleep. That sleep, not a better sleep. My sitting room was far from the bedroom. As early as 5 a.m. Imagine that time. 5 a.m. My door, somebody was knocking my door. Everybody sleep. Now me hear that knock. That means I no sleep. I say, oh, this man has come. What will I do? I just went, hey, Lord Jesus, I don't know what I will do. I don't know what to tell this man. Oh, how will I do it? Which kind thing be this now? Which kind life be this now? Grumble they go. I opened the door like this. Who did I see standing at the door? When I was in the Air Force, my driver, who was driving me while I was in the Air Force, a sergeant, he just opened the door. He said, good morning, sir. I said, Joseph, any problem? 5 a.m. He said, no, sir. Oga said I should bring this to you. What is it? He gave me envelope. My friend who was in Jos, this is happening in Lagos, sent me money through somebody else there, the new Oga he is driving, so that before he will go to his house to drop him, the driver, the Oga give and say in the morning, go to Halu's place, give him before you come and pick me to work. So he decided to rush 5 a.m. See how God timed it. As I collected the envelope, I opened it. It was a bundle of 25,000 naira. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. I won't be closing to inside. The love of strength, the love of strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Hallelujah. Tears of joy came remember as I was holding that 25,000 naira, I never knew you would answer me this way. I never knew
answer me this way. I never knew you would answer me this way. You answer me this way. A little gently.
Somebody, that will be your testimony after today. If my testimony is true, I'm saying it to lift up somebody's faith. Somebody here, you will give the same testimony very soon. Everywhere Lord can be. Hallelujah. Everywhere Lord, from nowhere, he will step in. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thought they were finished. Amen. Before the problem starts, solution has been provided. All the way in Jos, he touched somebody's heart. Before that day, he had already touched his heart to send the money. We are serving a living God. He answers prayer. Not because I was holy. No, but because I have tried to build a relationship with him. And every time he wants to prove to me, he cares. Somebody here, he cared for you. He cared for you. For you. Truth or shine or shadow. Say it to your neighbor, sing it to your neighbor. Point the finger to your neighbor, tell your neighbor he cares.
True sunshine of shadows.
Say it again to another person. Hallelujah.
He cares for you. He cares for you. For you. True sunshine of shadows.
Again to another neighbor.
He cared for you. He cared for you. Through sunshine and shadow. He cared for you.
He cares. That's why I preach that message. I titled it, He Cares. Get it and listen to it. It will comfort somebody. He cares. When you think he doesn't care, he cares. But he will care only if you care too. If you care, he cares. If you don't care, he too will not care. I don't care. He too, I don't care. But if you care for him, and too many examples of people who cared, and he came down to say, I care too for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Am I correct? Ephesians. Chapter 3 verse 20. Not Philippians. What does it say? It says, now to him that is able. You see? He is able. That is the terminology I'm looking for. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hey, hallelujah. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we even ask or even think. But it is according to the power that worketh in us. If that power is not in you, then you lose out from that benefit. Praise the Lord. So it's important you build a relationship with him. And the relationship starts from the cross on Calvary. You go to the cross. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That brazen serpent was a sign. Look at it and you will live. The serpent that was biting them, they were dying, was hanging there judged. If you can just come there and look, you will live. He says, so also shall the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3:14 says so. Just look. What do you see? You see the troubles around you hanging there. And you hear the Lord saying, it is finished. And you demonstrate that by repentance, that is dying with him. Then you enter water by immersion. You come out of that water. The sin that separated you from him, that was judged on the cross, is washed away. You stand justified. Now God can deal with you as a child. That is the mystery of the cross. And if any preacher downplays this gospel, it is because he's blind, nothing more. Shouldn't be preaching. We are preachers of the cross. Preachers of the benefit of Calvary. There's a power that transforms a sinner to a saint. Not only the power that heals the sick. You see? Eternal life flows from there. So if there's anybody here, you have not yet been baptized, your deliverance starts from there. The water will be ready. We are ready with the water. We even have baptismal gown you can change into. If you don't have any cloth to wear here, to enter the water. And the things that pertain to salvation, you don't procrastinate. For you don't know what awaits you when you leave here. What will you tell the Lord? You didn't hear? And I was planning to come next week. Naimo, I don't know what happened. Now I can't see myself for here now. Father, forgive me. Then he will tell you, did you not hear that it's appointed unto man once to die? After that is what? Judgment. There is no repentance after death. So while you are alive now, he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Because the time is going to come where you will seek him, you will find him. The day of salvation will be over. And all this playing from church to church, it will not help you. Why not for once just take it seriously and face your maker more seriously than you do? For the battle begins from there. Your deliverance begins from you having a relationship with your maker. Because he cannot fight for you when he is fighting with you. Who will believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord is 3 John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Maybe somebody is hearing me here for the first time, including those of you watching me, wherever you are. Maybe there's somebody here that's the reason why God is making me talk like that. Say, Bill, I say, what is this man talk not true? I just go to church, If I can't die now, something will happen. What thing I go tell my God? I still keep girlfriend for house. So. Even last night, self, I sleep with one prostitute. Before I can't remember, I say, program there for this church, I say, make I go. If they come meet, which God? Which God did they come meet? You keep woman when you don't marry for house. Sister, you are living with a man that didn't marry you. And then you are here saying, hey, my prayer point, Lord, Lord, make I care to marry me. Father, no woman will take him away from me. You have already possessed him now. Which prayer again you pray? Praise God. Praise the Lord. A Christian, you come and take communion, then go to Biapalo. Chak! Ogogoro, Shark Guinness, Henneke. What's your favorite? Gulda, Christian. And a wicked pastor told you it doesn't matter. You don't know he's a son of perdition. A son of perdition is one who leads people to destruction. Leading you to destruction, you don't know it. Not tell you the truth. You dress like a prostitute and go to church. And your pastor say, you look fine, you look beautiful. You don't know it is Satan trying to lead you to hell. How can you dress like that and come before your maker? You cannot dress like that and go before a governor. And your pastor say, God is a good guy. He loves you. You are beautiful. Beautiful. Praise God. You're a thief. Go sit down for computer. Yahoo, yahoo. Then you go carry tithe. Go church. Don't bring that guy tithe here. If you brought it, come and collect it back. Because now, cause you the cause yourself before a holy God. What you are saying is that God, I thank you that you help me. Now here I get this money from this Oibo, this Mugu. I saw one email. It said, Mr. Waiting, he died, he put my name for his will. He will the 10 million British pound sterling. He said, make a contact this number and confirm my details for the process of collecting what they bequeathed to me. So I replied. I said, even before a man of God, you don't fear God? And so I replied. I said, your end has come. Because certainly you know who you were sending that mail to. You saw it there, Pastor Moses Alu. You send that type of mail to me. You are finished. You've been doing it to fake men of God. They say, correct man of God somewhere with a God behind him. Don't joke like that around us. Praise the Lord. Now you carry that kind of money, they come tight. You carry and buy motor, give your pastor to appease your conscience. God, you see, say, from that money, I give you some. Because God is looking for money, Abi. You see? See why they don't like us? A Christian woman will stand. A prostitute will stand. There will be no difference. Prostitutes, they paint to attract customers. They dress half. They expose her labs. Expose some of her breasts. Then go paint because she must do something to cause attraction. Then a Christian woman too go paint. We are those stupid something. Cornak high issue. Tight her body. Where did they go? Praise the Lord. Where's the Lord? Don't know who you are serving, that's why. Maybe that person wants to repent today. And a joke with my life. You know, a young man has come, not once, not twice. Pastor, I want to repent. What happened? I have a confession. I'm a homosexual. You want to be delivered? Yes, God loves homosexuals. God loves sinners. That's why he sent his son to the cross on Calvary. While we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross. I believe God wants to save you, that's why. Some other homosexual will say, this man is talking nonsense. I have lived my life. I don't like women. Women, they smell. When I see man at the church, that's the way you live your life. This is the way I live my life. Why are you condemning? That is wrong. You see? But you come, you say you want deliverance. And of course, I counsel him and pray with him. Yes. I've seen somebody, a woman that came and said, she was a prostitute. She confessed to me. And after some time, I confirmed that that is who she was, battling to make her living again. Oh, such people, I will do everything I can to help them, to assist them. When I noticed she was serious, she's still a member of this church. Of course, you will never know who it is. Not even my wife. No, no. A true servant of God must be able to keep confidential matters. Praise the Lord. I gave her 200,000 naira to go and look for accommodation. Yes. Praise the Lord. And after prayers, she just met me last week that a young man is dying to marry her. Aha! Hallelujah. Because she repented. Your deliverance starts from repentance. Then you enter that water. You come out. Now you position yourself for God to rearrange your life. That's how it happens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when I speak like this, I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying it in a way that will make you think again, because you've not heard these preachers saying it the way it should be told you. That's why you are still continuing it. God hates sin. But he loves sinners. But God hates that. Now it's a different thing after you are told. Then you reject what we are telling you and continue in it. Then you are looking for trouble with God. You have no excuse again. So maybe there's somebody here now. Today, we think this man talk. Play like this and feet die now. Go hello. Let's bow down our heads. Let that person put the devil to shame. In the cross,
be my glory ever.
Is there anybody that wants to come to the altar and say, Lord, I was a Christian before, but I'm backslidden. Now I want to have a relationship with you. Today. I want you to help me to live a righteous life. God bless you. Now you kneel down and talk to him. That's what happened to me in 1989. I came out like this and spoke to him. I repented. From that day till today, my life has never been the same again.
From Christ to in the cross,
in the cross,
in the cross,
in the cross,
be my glory,
be my glory.
Talk to
him.
Talk to him.
That's how I came out in 1989. My life has never been the same again.
Forever. Rest beyond the river.
Tell him I want to have a relationship with you. I want to know you.
In the cross.
That's where the matter was settled. The cross of Calvary. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Never my soul shall rest beyond the river.
My rock,
my rock, just
so.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Even you there in the congregation, if you believe you are born again, support your heart toward this altar and begin to commit your brethren to the hands of Almighty God, that this decision they are making today, they will not have God to regret it. That God will break that bridge that connects them to the world, that they cannot go back. Talk to God on their behalf if you love them. It is not easy for altar call like this. There are forces now pulling people down. Some of them are sitting down. Go and no one go. Go and no one go. Pray. And the Father wants to discourage them from coming to this altar. Let their heart be broken over their life. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thy arms of love. Lord, I am coming home. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And so everlasting God, Papa, that they are this altar, it is not a coincidence. Father, you organize today's program for their purpose. And here they are at the altar. Papa, you are the one that said the heart. Man said the face. Eternal God. Say the heart to God. I receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, receive them, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. For you say, as many that will come unto you, you will in no way cast them away. Papa, they have great calvary today, Papa. Let your blood appear for them. Let your blood atone for them. Let your blood speak for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy have had against them all this while, Father, from their foundation, from inheritance, the one they collected to themselves along life journey, Lord, let those covenants be broken away today in the name of Jesus Christ. That the decision of God they have done today, Papa, Father, when the enemy will come calling to challenge them, Father, may you stand up for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, tell them by yourself, O God. Order their footsteps now. Embrace them. Equip them. Consecrate their life unto yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Dependable Father. And then we go to the world that we baptize in your name. Lord, may you fulfill your promise upon their life by giving them eternal life in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba Father, Daddy, you say, seek you first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added unto you. Papa, because they are this altar, any other thing, oh God, that have been troubling their life, Papa, today, let that matter be also settled at this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we stand up for you, Papa. May their life never remain the same again. Whatever that connected them to the world, let it be broken. Whether it is a covenant, whether it is a foundation, Papa, let them be permanently broken in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Stand up. Can the minister just shake hands with every one of them and congratulate them? It's a serious decision you are making. See our God in action. He did it for me. He will do it for you too.
Glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them.
One of them.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I'm so glad. Yes, I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Say you're one of them, yes I am. Oh,
I'm one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm one of them,
yeah, yeah. Oh.
Though these people, may not be learned,
boast of what we pray.
They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. I'm telling now what Father,
these fathers ever say.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I
am one of them.
I'm so glad
I can say I'm one of them.
Yes, I am one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say.
Hallelujah. You're not doing it for us. We don't have any headquarters. We are reporting activities for today too. So don't think we want people to come so that we shall write your name. And then Pastor Moses will be promoted by the GO from America. He's doing very well. Can't you see? He baptized 200 people yesterday. Then they will promote me from ordinary pastor to reverend. Then I'll become Reverend Moses Alu. Then I will work harder so that I can be most reverend, most senior reverend. Then I'll become bishop. Then if I work harder again, I'll become archbishop. So you see, I am working very hard. So I beg you now, come for water baptism. Nothing like that though. If you like, come. I have a duty to do. I have told you the truth. You see? When that songwriter says, judgment is coming,
all will be there. Each one receiving justly is due. Hide in the fun, blessing blood. And he will pass, over you, when I see the blood, when I see the blood,
I will pass,
over you.
Judgment is coming. All of the day, each one receiving his just reward. But when I see the blood, for we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, that judgment will pass over. Which blood? Is the blood of the Lamb of God. Apply that blood. Apply that blood. It is to give your life to Christ and allow the benefit of Calvary to take effect in you. When you come here, we are so passionate about conversion because we know that it is because the accuser of the brethren is accusing you of something. That's why your deliverance can never be permanent. Down at the cross,
we are my Savior.
Now when we are proclaiming God's sin,
I cry to my heart,
there to my heart,
was the blood at last.
Now I'm singing,
glory to His name,
glory to His name,
glory to His name,
precious name,
glory to His name,
there to my heart.
There to my heart
was the blood of life.
Glory,
come to this fountain. Come to this fountain.
Come to this fountain so rich and
sweet. Yes, also
as apostles at the Savior's
feet. Longing today,
longing today,
and be made complete,
and be made complete,
and you overthrow it.
Glory to
His name.
Glory to His name.
Glory to His name.
Precious name.
Glory to His name.
I'm saying glory to
at the cross,
at the cross, at the cross, where I fought for the light, and the falling of my heart rolled away. It was there, it was there, by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. At the cross, at the cross, at the cross, where I fall, for the falling of my heart. It was there by faith,
it was there by faith,
I received my sight, and now I am happy all the
way. And the cross, yeah, and the cross, the matter was set. The best thing that can happen to you is to be a Christian. I found peace and contentment. I found that Jesus will never forsake you if you hold on to him. That's why I'm so passionate about that Jesus. I'll talk about him till the last day I breathe my last breath. I'll talk about him. I'll talk about him. Hallelujah. And I'm saying it because there are people that are benefiting from what I'm saying. Every day, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme. Throughout eternity, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more.